We're finding out how charities and community organizations are assisting in helping to resettle thousands of Afghan refugees who came to Fort McCoy in western Wisconsin starting about 5 weeks ago. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Have you donated to help the evacuees at the base, or are you working for an organization that's also assisting in the resettlement efforts? What can you share? It's 800-642-1234. Roberto Pardaru is Executive Director of Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse. Roberto, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, set the scene for us, if you will. Describe what you are seeing and experiencing at the base.
It is very interesting because when I visit the base, the people are there, the Afghanistan, the people that are at the base are very happy. They are doing their business. We're helping them. We're working together. But when you talk to them, you understand the trauma that they went through. They have experienced a very difficult situation in their lives. And you can imagine people being uprooted from their culture, from their country, having to live in the spur of the moment with nothing on. In many cases, they didn't even have a backpack. So they were the children and the women and the men that left in the situation that we all saw. It was very traumatic. Mm. But at the base, they found, I would dare to say peace, because they've been received with so much care and with so much welcoming that it's been amazing. Wisconsin has turned into a very welcoming space to be in, and our volunteers and the people that are support us, and the military, the commander. I spent the last week a couple of hours with the commander, speaking about all the arrangements and thinking and was describing everything that he has done to make sure that the place is secure and that they have a good time while they're there. I mean, it is a very good place to be right now for them.
When you speak of the trauma, there have been recent concerns from refugees about a lack of trauma-informed care at the base and a need for a greater level of cultural competence for Afghan traditions, like offering food that aligns with their beliefs. Can you speak to those concerns?
Yes. I mean, their diet has been changed. I mean, that we have made an adjustment at the base. I mean, this is the military who have running the base. They have made adjustments to address those issues. I mean, they're right now, the foods that they're eating, it's more like the foods that they are accustomed to. Mm-hmm. And as well as the mental health issues that they have, psychologists, and they have a place there where they can attend and seek help. As well, we have our volunteers working in what we call the welcoming center, where we have close to 40, 60 volunteers at the time, helping them out in different areas with their children and speaking with them. They have organized themselves into schools. There are many school teachers there are a couple of school principals that were in Kabul, and they are starting the school for the children. So yes, the trauma that they have lived is very difficult to erase. I mean, talk to any person that has been in the military or anyone who has lived trauma. It's not an easy thing to erase, but the care that they are receiving by the volunteers, by the base personnel, by the staff that are helping them, it is incredible.
Roberto, have you found language barriers or difficulty with trying to communicate?
There definitely is. I mean, you can tell by my accent that English is not my native language, so I understand that the problem of not understanding the language. But many of them have to speak English. I mean, and many of the people that are here at the base were interpreters, and some of them work as drivers, or they had different positions and jobs working for the State Department and the embassy or the consulate, or different jobs in their own country. But many of them speak English, and they help each other. It's they have come together, and they we can whenever there's it's interesting to see when you have a person. We have one of our staff that she's blonde, and she's there quite often, and the kids are around her, look at her, and they love to touch her hair, and they think it's fascinating. And they always try to speak English, and there's always someone that in the group that does speak a little bit of English, and she helps or he helps translate. So it is an issue, language barrier, but
Children are bridging the cultures, it sounds like.
they are. I mean, the children are happy. You see them smiling. They're what they want most is pizza, believe it or not. So.
Well, let me reintroduce you here. We're talking with Roberto Partaru of Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse and how it is aiding Afghan refugees at Fort McCoy. You can join in. Do you think enough is being done to help refugees? Should state agencies be providing more direct assistance? Have you donated your time or resources to help refugees? What have you learned through the experience? Join in at 800-642-1234. Roberto, you mentioned the Welcome Center where you have dozens of volunteers helping. Can you describe some of the services and resources you're offering the families?
The first thing we do, we receive a number of donations. We have moved close to two truckloads of donations: diapers, food, clothes, and all their basic needs they have been given. So that's one of the services that we have provided with Team Rubicon. We are working together to distribute all these donations and all the gifts that they have received. And these are toys as well for children, clothes for children, clothes for women, clothes for men. We have also implemented, we have bought some sewing machines, and we are close to. We have implemented us right now. I think it's about 18 or 19 that sewing machines that we have on site, and we're purchasing close to 50 more. So we will have close to 60, 70 sewing machines, and we have a whole place to that women are beginning to sew their own clothes, so that they can, again, we can respect their own identity, and they like to dress their own way. So that is part of the services that we are providing, and we're coordinating all that effort by distributing fabric and providing all the necessary materials. We also work with children and play different games with them. I mean, they love to play soccer. The real name is football, but it's not American football. It is soccer. So and different types of game, crayon pencils.
And drawing, yeah.
They love drawing.
Well, Roberto,
So.
we heard from Sue in Fish Creek, called in, couldn't stay with us. And Sue says that they participated in a clothing drive for the evacuees in northern Door County. And Sue says that they've been really heartened to see these community efforts, the community donations, and everyone really pulling together. And Sue says, if you ask for help, it will come.
The community has been incredible. I mean, I cannot, I'm at all, to be honest. The outpouring care of the community, the number of gifts and donations, not just from La Crosse and the surrounding areas, but throughout Wisconsin. It's been incredible. We are collaborating. In Wisconsin, we have five Catholic charities. We have Madison, Green Bay, Superior, Milwaukee, and La Crosse. We are working together to help and coordinate all our efforts, because the outpour of support has been from everywhere. Volunteers, funds, clothing, all the necessary needs.
What items are in need right now, as you see at the base?
Right now, I think we put a little halt because we have received so much that we are making sure that we have editing. I don't know the correct word. We're
organizing it.
Uh-huh. Organizing everything that we have. So we put a halt, and I think by tomorrow we will know best what needs. Normally, and I can say socks, underwear, winter clothes. They think in Afghanistan the temperatures in the winter time range between 30 and 40 degrees. Well, Wisconsin is a little colder.
It will come in time. Yes, indeed. Yeah. We're talking.
They're preparing the phone.
Yeah, they're preparing. We're talking with Roberto Partaru, who leads Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse. Do you think enough is being done to help Afghan refugees resettle? Would your community be welcoming and hospitable toward evacuees from Afghanistan? What questions do you have about the status of the relief effort and what comes next in resettlement? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Roberto Partaru here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing the status of the Afghan refugee resettlement as thousands of people evacuated from Afghanistan are preparing to leave and settle across the country and here in Wisconsin. Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse has been one of a number of charities involved in the humanitarian relief effort. What do you want to know about sponsors and what services are needed in the next phase of the resettlement process? Join in 800-642-1234. Roberto Partaru is Executive Director of Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse and stays with us. Roberto, you know, these families, you know, at Fort McCoy will eventually empty, and these families are preparing to leave the base and settle in communities around the country. What will Catholic Charities focus on in that phase?
We have a resettlement department, so the refugees department throughout different Catholic charities throughout the United States. I mean, depending on where these families go, we will have Catholic Charities and other organizations. There are a number of other organizations as well that do the resettlement. So we will coordinate with those agencies all what needs to be done to help the families. Normally, the State Department and they try to find areas where they have relatives or people that they know or that they will feel comfortable in their community. I understand that in Wisconsin, about 300 and some individuals have already signed up to remain in Wisconsin, about 200 in Minnesota. Many of them are going to the East Coast or to the West Coast. We don't have an exact number of people because all that is being processed right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We heard from Lance and Eau Claire called in and couldn't stay with us, and they have been asked to host refugees. But last they heard, refugees were not actually going to be settled in Wisconsin, Lance says, and they want to know where these families will go and what resources are available for people who do want to host refugees.
The government does have some resources in the refugee program, so they will receive the assistance on a monthly basis to help them out. But we don't know yet where these families are going to go. That is because there's a it's quite a lengthy process to that they have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact details of that process. I mean, that's something that the State Department handles.
Yeah. And from what I gather, Roberto, housing is going to be a really big need. And, you know, humanitarian groups are in search of affordable apartments. And I've heard about Airbnb homes and even co-hosting a family. As Catholic Charities works on the housing piece, what will be the biggest challenges there?
It is housing. I mean, finding affordable housing. That's the biggest problem. We have that issue not only with Afghan refugees, but as well with our homeless population and with the people that we assist locally to find affordable housing. That's one of our biggest concerns nationwide. There's a tremendous shortage of affordable housing. Now, the issues will be solved, and I think that we at Catholic Charities and many other organizations are working together. We are working with developers to increase the supply of this housing, but it's a long-term issue that needs to be addressed, and it's an expensive issue.
Yeah. And Liz from Dodgeville, along those same lines, wanting to talk about housing and how Liz's family would love to offer a place for people. And Liz also says that their church, the Plymouth Congregational Church, is collecting winter clothing for refugees. I'm wondering, Roberto, how have you been coordinating and working across with other charities, with other nonprofits, with other religious organizations?
We're all in this together. So we are telling everybody that give us a call, talk to us, let us know what can you offer. We will be happy to coordinate with you, with all the other religious organizations, and we will tell you exactly what it's needed. I mean, volunteers, they can, for example, we spoke yesterday with a gentleman from another church, and they said they will take on Mondays, and they will work Mondays with volunteers so that they can fill the volunteer group that works on Mondays at the fort. So all those efforts need to be coordinated with us, and just give us a call and look at our website, and we will show you exactly what needs to be done. But give us a call and we coordinate all those efforts, all that assistance.
Have you found that volunteers have really stepped up, that you found that you've had more volunteers than you even anticipated?
Absolutely. I mean, the volunteers have stepped up and they come. Now, unfortunately, some of the volunteers, they can only do it for a couple of hours. And what we need is people that can commit for at least 3 to 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to train the individuals in how to work with the Afghans families. We need to get them in at Fort McCoy, so we need a permit to work with Fort McCoy to obtain permits for them. So we are, if volunteers can give us 3 to 4 days a
committing
week or 2 weeks.
Committing to a time period, and that
correct.
Too will help you make a consistent schedule and also offer consistency to the families. We're talking
correct.
With Roberto Partaru of Catholic Charities about how the organization is aiding Afghan refugees at Fort McCoy, the situation there, and what volunteers are doing to lend a hand. You can join in with your questions and your experiences, 800-642-1234. Roberto, we heard from Kevin in Richland Center called and says that they've been told by their church that donated clothing must be new and not used, and wants to know, is that true?
Yes, it is, because we don't have the personnel. We don't have the personnel and the capability of washing, cleaning the clothes, that is, if it's used. So the fort has asked us that only new clothes can be provided for them.
Only new clothes. Jane in Milwaukee wishes to just say thank you so much to you and the Catholic Diocese for your efforts in this. And I would imagine that you're receiving a lot of that right now, a lot of encouragement from people.
We have. I mean, people have been so gracious and so supportive. I feel very blessed to be part of this effort by Catholic Charities and everyone, because it's a whole community working together. All the nonprofits are collaborating, and we all came together to help. So it is a community effort, and I'm just very, I feel very blessed to be part of this.
You know, in the last few moments here, I'm wondering if you can share for us in your experiences there for the last, you know, 5 weeks or so at the base, is there a personal experience that will stay with you forever? Something you can share with us?
The children. I mean, it's just an incredible, beautiful sight to see children laughing and playing and smiling after what they have gone through, what they have to live. I had a couple of kids approaching me, and, you know, they wanted to just look at me and just stare. And I said hello, and they said hello back to me, and they had a football, and they wanted to play. And I passed the football to them so that they could go out and play. The smile of those kids, the joy that they show, the innocence that they have, it's beautiful to watch.
Roberto, thank you for your work. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Roberto Partaru is Executive Director of Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse. Just ahead, do you love insects and think about how critical they are to our existence? It's the new book called Silent Earth, Averting the Insect Apocalypse. That's coming up after the news. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.